Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 226. Today we're reading chapter 20 of the novel, The Unspoken Prayer Request, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. That Wednesday night's prayer meeting was powerful and meant a lot to Mother Jameson. She had invited Aubrey to go with her. "It will do you good and it will uplift your spirit," she had said, as a final effort to get Aubrey to change her mind about staying home once more. However, Aubrey felt she still was not ready to attend services with her mother at her home church. Shortly after Mother Jameson left, the lawyer called to give her an update on the case. "Forgive me for calling so far into the evening, but I tried calling you earlier, and the phone kept ringing," Mr. Rodney said. "Oh, we were at Jamal's funeral today," Aubrey told him. "I hope that everything went well." "Yes, everything did go well except for one thing." She told him about the young woman who had approached her and accused her of causing her husband's death. After thinking for a few seconds, Mr. Rodney said, "I bet you that was destiny. You said she had brown hair?" "Yes," Aubrey said, now remembering the picture on her husband's cell phone. "Thank you for letting me know. Anything else I should know about?" "No, nothing else," Aubrey said. "Well, if you have any more encounters with her, we may have to get a restraining order." "Now I'm going to let you go so you can make it in time for prayer meeting at your church," Mr. Rodney said. "Well, I'm sending it out tonight. I told Mother to go on ahead without me," Aubrey said to him. "I can pray by myself right here." "Aubrey, it's quite all right to pray by yourself, but at a time like this, you really need someone to pray with you." Aubrey was silent on the other end. "Well, let me pray with you before I hang up," Mr. Rodney said. That evening, Mother Jameson reminded the church family of her unspoken prayer request. "One part of my unspoken prayer request has already been answered, although it was not answered in the way that I thought it would be. But as you know, God works in mysterious ways. I thank you all for joining me in prayer," she said. "However, things are not complete yet, so please continue to pray with and for me and my family regarding that unspoken prayer request." "That's what I'm talking about, folks," Pastor Ashton said. "Praying it through. Mother Jameson has prayed it through for some months now. About a year now, I believe. Is that right, Mother Jameson?"
"Yes, Pastor Ashton," Mother Jameson nodded.
"Now she sees the light at the end of the tunnel. God is coming through in her situation. That's what I call persevering in prayer, folks," Pastor Ashton said. "Now let's join Mother Jameson in prayer for her strength as she continues on her prayer journey. And," added Pastor Ashton, "let's pray for souls to be saved in the process." "Oh, souls have already been saved," Mother Jameson said. She eagerly shared with the church family that many of her daughter's friends had recently accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. After a prayer of thanksgiving, Pastor Jameson encouraged all present to read 1 Samuel chapter 1 about Hannah. "Hannah prayed within her heart. She had an unspoken request," he said. "How do we know that?" In verse 13 of this passage, we see where Hannah's prayer request was unspoken. "Now Hannah, she spake or prayed in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard." Oftentimes, those unspoken prayer requests come out of an anguished soul. These prayers can cause you to shed some tears at night. "Oh, yes, they do," Mother Jameson whispered. After Eli the priest asked her if she had been drinking because of her seemingly strange behavior, here's what Hannah said to him. "I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord." Sometimes you have to pour out your soul to the Lord. Only to the Lord and no one else. Sometimes you have to come to God with tears. Sometimes you have to plead with God. Sometimes you have to pour out your soul to God. "Pour out your soul," another mother of the church said. "Sometimes tears will say it all." "But listen up," Pastor Ashton continued. Hannah was rewarded for her persistence in prayer. After years of praying, the Bible tells us she bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked him of the Lord." God showed up and showed out because Hannah persisted in her unspoken prayer request. No matter what happens, folks, remember that God will answer your prayers if you pray through.
and if you pray through, He will see you through. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give Him the pen by trusting Him with the life He gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that He wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask Him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." So until next time, may God bless you.